It's time now for Emporia High Basketball. Spartan Basketball is brought to you in part by the Credit Union of Emporia, RV Doc, Longbine Auto Plaza, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, Dr. Caitlin Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Jeff Deb and Bree Williams of Eck Real Estate, Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, and by the members of the KBOE Spartan Booster Club. Now stay tuned for Emporia High Spartan Basketball.
It's another huge Centennial League doubleheader as Emporia High hosts Manhattan. Good evening, everyone, from Spartan Gymnasium at Emporia High School. Alongside Darian Harris, I'm Dylan Sherwood. Welcome into the RV Doc pregame show. Emporia High is coming off a sweep over Topeka High, while Manhattan swept Junction City on Friday. The Emporia High girls look for a season split after Manhattan handed them their first loss of the season back on January 17th. The Emporia High boys look for the season sweep. Coming up, a preview of this evening's girls contest. But first, a visit with Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey. This is Lady Spartan Basketball on Mix 104.9, KVOE.com, and the Mix 104.9 mobile app.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Shoal Construction, serving the Emporia area with roofing, siding, gutters, and windows. Contact Shoal Construction at 620-591-2907 or online at shoalroofing.com. The Flint Hills Mall, convenient shopping in one location. Follow the Flint Hills Mall on Facebook for current sales, deals, and events. The Flint Hills Mall at 1632 Industrial and Emporia Public Schools, building futures one student at a time. It's time now for the Carolyn Dorsey Show, brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number. Up next, a visit with Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey.
Need a car loan, home loan, boat loan, or just some extra cash at a great low rate? The Credit Union of Emporia can help. As a shareholder in the credit union, they're here to serve you. Their services include credit and debit cards, retirement accounts, and online bill payment. The Credit Union of Emporia is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8:30 to 12:30. Credit Union of Emporia, 2711 West 15th Avenue, just south of the Flint Hills Mall. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Tonight, the Emporia High Lady Spartans back at home as they take on Manhattan. I'm joined now by Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey. And coach, a big win for you guys on Friday night, 37-31 over Topeka High. You know, Kiki Smith had 15 points in that game, but they only scored 31. But you mentioned an area of Coach's Corner on KVOE earlier today about how Zeta Pearson and Lexi DeWitt were on Kiki Smith and just containing her. And your girls did a really good job at being tough throughout the game, but you guys were the tougher team down the stretch, making some big plays. What'd you like about that win from Friday night?
What I like most about it is it was the grittiest team win we've had, where I think Lexi and Zeta, again, were amazing on Kiki. That's a hard job. People don't understand that's a hard job. But as a team, we all made tough displays down the stretch, and they got it done. They boxed out well. They defended well for the most part. They knew it was a dogfight. Like I said, they had us on the ropes, and we clawed our way back in. And again, down at the end of every quarter, except for the last one, you know. And they stayed poised. You know, we've seen them panic at times and pout, like, oh man, things aren't going our way. That wasn't them, and they better be tough. You know, that's the staple of our identity. And when people play us, that's what I hope they're saying is, gosh, they are incredibly tough. And that's what we want them to say. Nothing is easy on them. And I think they're starting to get there, which is about the right time.
Ryan Peake was big, especially in that fourth quarter. She got a rebound off of a missed free throw, 1-1 by Alexa Shively, and then grabbed the rebound. And she was able to get foul
hit two free throws in the fourth quarter as well. And she put a shot up at the basket, missed it, but got her own put back and in. And you mentioned on Saturday morning sports talk, also in our interview at halftime on Friday night of the boys game, about how big Ryan was, especially when she got some reps in the JV game on Friday night against Topeka High.
We need her. You know, there's no secret about it. And she missed the first seven or eight games. And so, you know, I think part of her struggle has been putting so much pressure and stress on herself and wanting to perform and getting frustrated at her situation. And you can't play that way. You just can't. The game doesn't reward that kind of stuff. The game's too fast. And we wanted her to get some feet wet in the JV. Just watch the ball go in, get some confidence, start feeling like you own that court. And she did, you know, and it was the correct move to make. And then I think as a coach, I felt more confident in her because I watched the ball go in while she was shooting it a little bit better. And all of a sudden that builds that trust. And all of a sudden she has some confidence too, I think. And she had some huge rebounds for us. She was pivotal in that win. And, you know, that's something that she's got to understand is what got her there. And she can shoot the ball. She's strong. Again, she's mobile. Like, there's a lot that she brings to the table. And like I said, those boards and putbacks she had were astronomically important.
We're visiting with Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey before tonight's game with Manhattan at home. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about the Lady Indians. This is Lady Spartan basketball on Mix 104.9.
Need a car loan, home loan, boat loan, or just some extra cash at a great low rate? The Credit Union of Emporia can help. As a shareholder in the credit union, they're here to serve you. Their services include credit and debit cards, retirement accounts, and online bill payment. The Credit Union of Emporia is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8:30 to 12:30. Credit Union of Emporia, 2711 West 15th Avenue, just south of the Flint Hills Mall. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We continue our conversation with Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey before tonight's game with Manhattan at Spartan Gymnasium. And coach, they got you guys back in January, 58-55 in double overtime. And I can just remember that night too, because you guys were down 8 at halftime, down 11 early in the third quarter, come back. And then the Larson girl hit a 3-4 double overtime. You were up 6 at one point in overtime. And then, you know, you were down 3, had a, or 2, I can't even remember, but you had a chance to either tie the game or take the lead there in the second overtime period. But you know what the Larson girl has to expect. The Smith girl made free throws, made plays. The girl down inside, you know, this Manhattan team is no joke, and the record is not misleading.
No, they got us. I mean, anybody is beatable, you know, on any given night, and we were terrible. I still, like I said, as you recap it, I'm like, gosh, I'd kind of had blocked out some of it. I mean, I knew we lost in double overtime. We were up 6 in overtime. There's no excuse. You know, honestly, we probably shouldn't have made it to overtime because we should have lost by 20 would be my guess. But we clawed our way back in. It was a terrible performance. It was bad body language. It was pouty. It was soft. It was everything that we don't want to be. And it's an incredibly frustrating memory of mine. They're good. You know, there's a reason they're in a tough league just like we are. They play Rule and Topeka High and us also. You know, there's Hayden. They play some good teams. You know, their record is misleading to me. But like I said, we're not untouchable. So we have to go out there and make sure we realize that Topeka High is not enough for us. You know, that can't be, well, we got a big win on Topeka High. No, we're back to the drawing board. As far as I'm concerned, we haven't done anything this week. We're 0-0 right now, and we need to be 1-0 after tonight. And if we don't play the way we're supposed to, they're probably going to give us their best shot. And they have the mental edge. They've already beaten us once. And so getting swept by Manhattan would not be a good look for us.
How big is it and how motivating is it that the girls really want this game back?
It should be. They have to be. Like I said, Manhattan's so talented and athletic and fast, and they're good-looking kids. And, again, Mall is intelligent. We got a lot of factors here we're battling. And they should be a little irritated and have a chip on their shoulder about that loss. But they have to understand they can only do something about it one possession at a time. There's not a 50-point basket. You know, teaching them the difference between you better have an edge and seek some vengeance here versus, oh my God, that means I have to do absolutely everything under the sun. Those are two different lines. And all we got to do is play the way we're supposed to play. And if we play similar to how we played last week, I like our chances, you know. But I think if we come out there and panic, and when Manhattan goes on a run and fall apart completely and pout, we'll get beat again, you know. But I'm hoping that we got some of that fixed.
And what's it going to take to get win number 15? Because that's going to be big to get to that win number 15, and especially against a team that's already gotten you guys. And how can you take a repeat performance from Friday night and try to carry that into tonight's matchup with Manhattan?
If they can't feel the taste of what they had Friday and still be like, that's how we want to do things. I mean, that feeling was, there's no greater feeling. I mean, to play together as a team and to dig something out is a beautiful feeling. And to do something people doubt you on, beautiful, you know, and to do it the right way. And if that's what they should be seeking, that feeling that they had, that competition high that they have, that they experience. And again, if they can do that and guard, you know, again, it'll take a good team effort. You know, we can't be selfish. And we've had some of that flare up with, we're doing well, you know, with success. Honestly, you get a lot more criticism because everyone has an opinion on how they would do things. And I think we have some little blurbs, and they're gonna have to be tough, hard-nosed defenders, block out every time and share the ball. It's a simple recipe, you know, getting 15, 16, 17 year olds to do it. It's the hard part.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight. Go get another. We'll talk to you at halftime of the boys game.
Thank you.
That's Emporia High Lady Spartan Coach Carolyn Dorsey joining us here on the RV Doc pregame show. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more. This is Lady Spartan Basketball on Mix 104.9.
This has been the Carolyn Dorsey Show, brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th. Where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Ruff Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18th. If you're a sports fan or just a fan of great food, it's Ruff's. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. And John North Ford, Lincoln and Nissan, sales, parts, and service since 1963.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. By AKA The Sports Fan, where sports fans are treasured. And by Kofeld Signs. The whole crew at Kofeld Sign Company would like to wish all the Emporia Spartan and Junior Spartan student athletes the best of luck this year. Go Spartans!
It's time now for the RV Doc pregame show. The RV Doc at 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 23 years. We'll head back to the gymnasium to preview tonight's game right after this timeout.
Do you need some updates or just some loving care for your RV or fifth wheel? Well, let the RV Doc handle your RV service and repair. They'll keep your RV's heating, air, plumbing, and electrical in top working order. The staff has the background and knowledge to do the job quickly and efficiently. They're also the folks to call for wiring and hitches for those trailers and fifth wheels. So if you've got a trip in your plans, call the RV Doc at 342-0702. The doctor is in, the doctor is operating. The RV Doc, 618 Industrial in Emporia.
Mix 104.9.
Welcome back to Emporia High School and Spartan Gymnasium. Dylan Sherwood and Darian Harris with you. We're about 7 minutes away from tip-off between Emporia High and Manhattan. Last time these two teams met was back on January 17th in Manhattan, and it was a 58-55 double overtime win for Manhattan when Emporia High was ranked number one in Class 5A. Manhattan led 28-20 at the break, led by as many as 11 in that game. Avery Larson for Manhattan led the way with 17 points, including a buzzer-beating three to force the second overtime period. Rebecca Snyder tied a career high with 26 points in that game against Manhattan. And Darian, you weren't with me. This will be your first chance at looking at Manhattan. They are 7-10 on the season, 3-4 in the Centennial League, coming off a 44-27 win over Junction City on Friday night in Manhattan.
Yeah, my first time seeing them, and, you know, knowing that the Spartans lost the first one, you know, I know that Coach Dorsey has them fired up and focused, because this is definitely one that she wants to get back. You know, you don't really get a chance at beating a team after you know lose to them once. So she's definitely going to have them ready to go tonight.
Yeah, definitely. Big matchup here and a big week for Emporia High tonight with Manhattan, and Friday night going to Junction City. And then a week off and get ready for a senior night matchup next Friday night here at Spartan Gymnasium against Washburn Rule.
Yeah, not a lot of games left here. And, you know, a lot of these games are very important here rounding out the Centennial.
Let's go over the Centennial League standings. I did update them briefly and wasn't really hard, but, oh, that's the boys. I got my note cards. Here we go. Here's the girls. Washburn Rule's at 7-0. Emporia High is two games back at 5-2. And then Topeka High is in third at 4-3. And then Manhattan is in fourth at 3-4. Hayden's at 2-5. And Junction City is at 0-7.
I'm really looking forward to see how Washburn Rule finishes out the season, especially with the last game being against us. So,
well, let me mention the games that are happening in the Centennial League tonight. Manhattan is here. Junction City is at Hayden. And Topeka High at Washburn Rule.
So a lot of good games tonight.
Yes. Games happening in the area tonight are second of three area games of the week on Country 101.7 FM with Ken Hansen and Michael Deeker. They're over in Cottonwood Falls as Madison is taking on Chase County. Other games happening in the area tonight, Opie is at Northern Heights. Rural Vista is at Hartford. Linden is at Waverly. Mission Valley at Burlingame. Meredithine Valley at West Franklin. Osage City is at St. Mary's. Riley County is at Council Grove. And Burlington is at Santa Fe Trail. A lot of good games going on tonight. KU and K-State are in action tonight, both in the state of Oklahoma, too. As Kansas is at Oklahoma State. That's an 8 p.m. tip. That's a 6:30 pregame, the Crimson and Blue show on KVOE AM. That's why we're on Mix 104.9 this evening. And we won't have K-State, Oklahoma. That's also an 8 o'clock tip from Norman. And, man, the Sooners are coming off a really tough loss to Kansas. So, big one in Stillwater and a big one in Norman for both the Jayhawks and the Wildcats.
Yeah, we're hoping Kansas can go down there and get the sweep.
That'd be nice. Well, it's a red-out night. The teams have red-out shirts tonight. Also, it's Valentine's Day. They also got hearts on their warm-up shirts, so that's kind of cool, too. You're on Valentine's Day.
Festive.
You're wearing your red. I got my red on, too. I've been decked out in red the last 3 days. Chiefs winning. Oh, and Darian's got the red kicks on.
Yep, it was that type of day.
Yes, it is. Hey, give me a key to the game because we're going to have the anthem coming up here in about 90 seconds.
I think the key to the game is going to be getting out to a quick start and bringing the intensity. I think they're going to be fired up. Like I said, you know, once you lose once, you know, you definitely don't want to lose again. So I think they're going to bring it tonight. So quick start.
My key to the game, you need to contain Avery Larson. She had some big shots, and also they have a little freshman by the name of Kat Ball who hit two big three-pointers in that game back on January 17th. Guard play is going to be big, and trying to contain Paige Chauncey. She had 12 points against Emporia High back on January 17th. And the Emporia High did get her in the foul trouble, but still, Emporia High needs to be able to finish a game, too, because they were up 6 in that first overtime session.
Yeah, and you know, that would be my, you know, top 2 point right there is executing, you know, whether it's throughout the game or towards the end of the game, especially at the end of the game, but definitely executing.
Well, it's a big one here from Spartan Gymnasium. It's Emporia High and Manhattan, a red-out night here at Spartan Gymnasium. Also, they're going to have a youth night with a lot of the youth players from from the city of Emporia playing in youth leagues that are going to be recognized in between games. So a big night here at Spartan Gymnasium.
Yeah, fun times, fun times.
This has been the RV Doc pregame show. Starting lineups and tip next. It's Emporia High in Manhattan here from Spartan Gymnasium. This is Lady Spartan Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Do you need some updates or just some loving care for your RV or fifth wheel? Well, let the RV Doc handle your RV service and repair. They'll keep your RV's heating, air, plumbing, and electrical in top working order. The staff has the background and knowledge to do the job quickly and efficiently. They're also the folks to call for wiring and hitches for those trailers and fifth wheels. So if you've got a trip in your plans, call the RV Doc at 342-0702. The doctor is in, the doctor is operating. The RV Doc, 618 Industrial in Emporia.
This has been the RV Doc pregame show, brought to you by the RV Doc at 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 23 years. Now stay tuned for Emporia High Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. The Credit Union of Emporia, 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number. And by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longvineauto.com.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Rainbow Pest Control. Tell them what's bugging you. Call Rainbow Pest Control, 620-343-2300. And go Spartans! Mainstay Suites, Emporia's extended stay hotel, offering group rates or a private meeting room for your organization's needs. Mainstay Suites, live like home. And Express Tire and Auto, your tire professionals and Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th in Emporia, next to the water tower.
KFFX Emporia. Today's best hits.
Let the music play.
Mix 104.9.
Back at Emporia High, it's time now for starting lineups, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Now offering banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. Let's take a look at the Manhattan lineup. 7-10 on the season, 3-4 in the Centennial League. Coached by Scott Mullen, his 30th season. 419-236 is his overall record. This is the lineup he'll go with this evening. Destiny Yates, 5'4 senior, 9 points, 2 rebounds, and an assist to contest. Avery Larson, a 5'8 senior, leading scorer at 11 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists to contest. Maxine Doring, a 5'9 junior, 8 points and 8 rebounds a contest. She made her season debut against the Lady Spartans back on January 17th. Emery Rolofson, a 5'6 sophomore, 4 points and 4 rebounds a contest. In the middle is Paige Chauncey, 5'11 senior, at 6 points and 5 rebounds and 2 blocks a contest. For the Emporia High Lady Spartans, 6th ranked team in 5A, 14-3 on the season, 5-2 in the Centennial League. Coached by Carolyn Dorsey in her ninth season, 128-81. This is the lineup she'll go with this evening. No changes. It's Addie Kermer, 5'7 junior, at 13 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists a contest. Emil Bennett, 5'4 junior, at 5 points and 3 assists a contest. Lexi DeWitt, 5'5 junior, 7 points, 3 rebounds, and assists a contest. Lexa Shively, 5'4 junior, at 4 points and 3 rebounds a contest. In the middle is Rebecca Snyder, 6' senior, at 16 points and 8 rebounds a contest. They're your starters, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Now offering banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. Emporia High in the home whites, black lettering and black trim. Emporia across the chest and Manhattan in their road navies with white lettering and red trim. Manhattan across the chest. And Darian, interesting fact, Destiny Yates, the point guard for Manhattan, did not play on Friday night against Junction City. No reason why. I noticed that. So that's going to be interesting with Yates coming back after not playing on Friday night. It's Snyder and Doring for Manhattan, and the tip is controlled by Emporia High, moving to the basket to our left. Emil Bennett with the basketball, dribbling over to her right. Man-to-man defense by Manhattan to start this game. Bounce pass, Rebecca Snyder, top of the key, swing it over to Shively, left wing. Here's a Snyder screen. Now back to Bennett. Bennett with a spin move at the top. Over to DeWitt. DeWitt right side. Now she's over on the left side. Bounce pass to Kermer. Kermer dribbling it to her right. Spin move for Addy. Kicks it out to Bennett. Top of the key. And deflected pass. Bennett almost lost it, but got it back. Going over to Kermer, inside to Rebecca. Rebecca double team, and the pass was deflected. It goes into the backcourt, and it's going to go out of bounds, and it's a backcourt violation for Emporia High to start this first quarter.
Liz got a little jumbled up there.
Manhattan will play it in front court, moving to the basket to our right as we view it here up high of Spartan Gymnasium. Here's Maxine Doring out top to Rolofson, now Destiny Yates. She had two big free throws in that second overtime period back on January 14th. Here's Larson at the left block. Now Doring, dribble handoff, Rolofson up top to Larson. Larson left side, kicks it out to Yates, left wing, bounce pass Rolofson. Now over to Larson, right wing. And they swing it over to Doring. Corey High bringing a man-to-man look. Just underway here from Spartan Gymnasium. Minute 10 in, no score. Here is Larson, right block. Larson, floater blocked, got it back. Gets it off to Chauncey. And a foul on Emporia High. Or it's going to go, it's out of bounds, and it'll go to Emporia High. So a turnover by the Lady Indians of Manhattan. They're bringing some pressure early, Darian.
Yeah, full court press here.
Kermer gets it across the timeline. Spin move. Addy dishes it off to Bennett. Bennett in traffic. Kicks it out to DeWitt. Almost went out of bounds. Now Bennett with it in the left corner against Yates. Emile dribbling it back out. 6:20 to play here in the opening stanza. No score here. Shively. Out to DeWitt. Now to Kermer. It was a low-scoring first quarter in the first matchup. Here is Kermer, right corner. She'll fire for three. That's off the side of the rim. Rebound loose on the floor. It's picked up by Yates for Manhattan and a foul.
And they got a good look there. Both teams just kind of filling each other out right now.
Foul is on Bennett, her first team foul number one. And these two teams, like I said, met on January 17th. That was almost a month ago up in Manhattan. That would have been a month ago exactly. Entry pass. And it goes out of bounds as Rolofson threw it and had no one home there. And a turnover by Manhattan. As people begin to file in here to Spartan Gymnasium. Again, Manhattan bringing some pressure early in the going. Here is Bennett across the timeline. It's off to DeWitt left wing. Now Kermer. Now in between the rings it's Shively. Now Bennett with it right wing. Emile with a Rebecca Snyder screen as Bennett will dribble it back out. 5:26 to play here in the opening quarter. No score. As Bennett with it on the right side. Bennett looking to attack. Bennett floater on the way. Good from 15 feet on the right baseline. Emile gets Emporia High on the board. It's 2-0 Lady Spartans. 5:10 to play and a near steal by Emporia High. But it'll stay with Manhattan at midcourt.
So we finally got the lid off there, Dylan.
Yeah, right you are. As Destiny Yates brings it up, she's into the front court. Yates dribbling back and forth between both hands. Now Larson with it. Larson trying to find something opening. Gets it to Yates at the top of the key. Yates looking to attack. Takes it to the rim. Layup good. Destiny Yates ties the game at two.
That was a good move there.
4:43 to play here in the opening quarter. Yates in that game had 13. Back in the first matchup, here is Addy Kermer, 15-footer right. Block is nothing but net.
Good shot.
Addy Kermer gets Emporia High with
defense.
A 4-2 lead, and here is Chauncey missed all of it from the at point-blank range. Snyder with the rebound, Emporia High with numbers. 2-on-1. Here is DeWitt with a baseline jumper, missing. Rebound picked up by Doring. For Manhattan. 4:12 to play here in the opening stanza. 4-2 Emporia High. Here's Larson left corner three. She nailed it. Nothing but net. The assist goes to Yates. And Darian Larson, 42% from the field.
Oh.
Manhattan leads it 5-4. And Emporia High just turned it over.
A little too much sauce there on the pass from Addy.
And Ryan Peaks in the game. The first off the Emporia High bench, the 5'9 junior, will replace Lexi DeWitt. Ryan Peak had a career high 9 in the first matchup back on January 17th. And Emporia High is bringing a little pressure of their own in the backcourt.
Yeah, the pace of the game is definitely starting to pick up.
Chauncey in the left corner, out to Larson, left wing for three. She wants another, and she that one off the heel of the iron, missing. And the rebound goes to Addie Kermer, and it's loose on the floor. It's picked up by Chauncey, and she laid it up, and she missed it. And a foul.
No.
Foul is on Shively, her first team foul, number two.
The jump ball would have been nice there. Emporia's doing a really good job of contesting shots right now without fouling.
As Doering with it, right baseline, out to Larson, right wing. Larson kicks it out to Doering in the right corner. Here's a Larson screen. Peek with the assignment as Yates almost lost it, and it's deflected again, and it's out of bounds. It'll stay with Emporia or Manhattan as DeWitt comes back in for Emporia High as Bennett will take a seat. So with Bennett sitting down, that means Kermer's going to take over the point guard duties. 3:20 to play here in the opening quarter. 5-4 Manhattan. They inbound to Doering. Missed it from point blank range. Rebound to Shively for Emporia High. Here's Ryan Peak. Now to Kermer at the top of the key. Addie dribbling to her left. Addie gets over to DeWitt. DeWitt looking to go inside. Rebecca Snyder in between the lane. Layup is missing by Rebecca. Rebound loose on the floor. It's picked up by Doering. And here comes Manhattan. Emporia High had a numbers advantage. Here is Doering out to Yates, left wing. Yates trying to dribble in, out to Larson, right wing. Larson at the top now. Larson against Peak. Larson in traffic. Larson needs some help. Kicks it out to Yates on the left wing. Now they'll reset. 2:33 to play here in the opening quarter. Manhattan up 5-4. Yates did not play the other night against Junction City. Entry pass deflected as too much use from Rolofson, and the Emporia High defense gets it. Here's Snyder in the paint, and she's fouled, and that's a foul on the floor. As it was a nice pass from DeWitt to Snyder. Foul is on Rolofson, her first. Team foul number one on Manhattan as Sailor Solomon checks in, 5'9 senior for Manhattan. Here comes Cat Ball as well, 5'2 freshman. We'll replace Rolofson. Also checking out is Paige Chauncey. Corey Hyde to trigger in, out to DeWitt, top of the key. Now Kermer, left corner, entry pass into Rebecca. Rebecca, spin move, turnaround hook is good.
Nice. And that's what you want to see out of Rebecca Snyder there, is being aggressive.
Rebecca with her first basket, 6'5", Emporia High. 2 minutes to play here in the first. Out to Yates, fake to three. Yates in traffic, bounce pass to Solomons. Solomons out to Larson, left wing. Larson in traffic, now Doering with it. Now back to Larson, left corner at three. She wants it, and she hit another.
I don't think we should leave her open anymore.
She is a 30-plus percent from beyond the arc, and Manhattan has its largest lead of two at 8-6. 1:35 to play here in the opening quarter. Ryan Peak, left wing, a three, swish!
Good find on the baseline there by A.J. Shively.
That's a Valiant Fiber three. Valiant Fiber, always available, always reliable, and always fast. Emporia High back with a one-point advantage at 9-8. 1:18 to go. Here is Doering along two, left side. Missed all of it, and the rebound goes to Emporia High.
We got numbers. We got numbers.
Here is Shively to the basket. No, she's going to get called with a charge. No!
It
looked like.
I thought it was too.
And the foul will go on Yates. That'll be her first. Team foul number two on Manhattan. Now we'll send Shively to the free throw line. AJ on the season, 48% from the line, and she missed some critical free throws against Topeka High, but still were able to win the game. Free throw on the way is off the back iron and missing.
Yeah, take your time, take your time.
Rolofson back in for Yates. AJ with one more to get Emporia High back up two. Second free throw on the way, crawls off. Rebound picked up by Manhattan. That was Doering who got the rebound. Minute to play. Here is Larson to the bucket. Layup missed. Rebound and a tie-up between Solomons and Kermer, and the possession arrow will go to Manhattan. As Bennett in for Shively. 56.4 to play here in the opening quarter. 9-8 Emporia High. Doring gets over to Catball right wing. Catball had a season and an entry pass that was deflected and stolen by Ryan Peake. Emporia High had 9 points in the first quarter in the first matchup, and they'll look to try to milk as much off the timer here to end quarter number one. Emil Bennett with it. Near the top of the key over to Kermer, right wing. Addy gets off the peak, top of the key, swing it over to Bennett. Now with 20. It's like a 2-1-1 look for Manhattan defensively as Kermer with it with 13. Emporia High contested to go for the final shot of quarter number one. Bennett left wing with 6. Now Peak, left corner at 3. She missed it. Rebound picked up by Solomons, and that will do it for quarter number one. Emporia High's up 1, 9-8. Let's take a break. This is Lady Spartan Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Next Tech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside Flint Hills Mall. Williams Automotive and Collision Center, 3105 West 6th Avenue, taking care of Spartans since 1989. Go Spartans! And Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat. Bobby D's. By the RV Dock, 618 Industrial, repairs for your RV for over 23 years. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm Agent Pete Euler.
Mix 104.9.
9-8 Emporia High, as Emporia High will get the ball to start quarter number two, Darian.
Yeah, we got a close one right now, and you can tell like the intensity is starting to build as the game goes on.
Emporia High with the basketball to start quarter number two. Here is Kermer. It's back to the starting five for each team. Entry pass in the Snyder. Snyder double team. Snyder layup is missing. Too hard. Shively rebound. Put back is missing, but she's going back to the free throw line.
One thing that I've noticed, Dylan, is in the half court that Manhattan and Emporia were in very similar offensive sets. So I wonder if that's coming into play here right now, as, you know, they're running very similar offenses, and, you know, they practice these every day.
Chauncey, her first team foul number 3 on Manhattan, as the first one rimming out for Alexa Shively. AJ trying to get Emporia High back up 2, and that one is too strong.
He makes the free throws.
And the rebound goes to Manhattan, and Rolofson with the rebound. 9-8 Emporia High, 7:35 to play here in the first half. Destiny Yates with it right wing. And Solomons is still in there.
Oh, that's a travel.
And a travel, and good call there, Darian. So I was looking at the iPad.
That step there.
I was looking at the iPad, my friend. I'm glad you saw it. So for Manhattan, it's Solomons, Yates, Larson, Rolofson, and Chauncey. And again, actually, Bowles still out there, and Larson gets a break. So here comes Emporia High across the timeline. Shively with it. Right wing.
Move the ball.
Yeah, Solomons is on her. AJ gets it to DeWitt, top of the key. Swing it over to Bennett. Entry pass into Rebecca Steiner. Rebecca right side layup blocked by Chauncey. And the rebound goes to Shively. Minute into the second. 9-8 Emporia High. Here is Shively with a Snyder screen. Now DeWitt with it. Now Addie Kermer. Addie against Yates. Left baseline. And
oh, they got it with the trap.
Good defense. And it's stolen by Rolofson. The sophomore here is Yates. Yates looking to attack, left block.
Travel to Jerry.
And a foul on Emporia High. It's a push.
Wow.
It's the third team foul on Emporia High. It'll be on Shively, and that's her second. Team foul number three.
She was out of control there, Dylan. She didn't have anywhere else to go.
Ryan Peake back in for Shively, who just picked up number two. As Rolofsen will inbound. Inbound to Chauncey in the right corner. Chauncey against Snyder. Snyder with the height advantage. Here is Yates. Yates right wing. Yates looking for an opening out to Rolofsen. Entry pass. It's deflected. And it was deflected off of...
Good call.
It was deflected off Chauncey. The entry pass from Rolofsen to Chauncey was deflected off of Chauncey and a turnover by Manhattan.
I thought that was a close one, though.
It was. That is turnover number six on Manhattan. 9-8 Emporia High, 6:25 to play here in the second. As Emil Bennett dribbles it back out to the perimeter. Emil looking to feed it inside. Here is they get inside to Snyder. Snyder double team turnaround hook is crawling in.
And I love that from Rebecca. After she gets it blocked, she comes right back at her.
4 points for Rebecca Snyder, and Emporia High was his largest lead as Rolofsen. That was not a shot. Cat ball, right wing of three. She swished it home. And that is what cat ball, the freshman, can do. She had two threes against Emporia High in the first matchup. Tied at 11, but Rebecca Snyder missed from point blank range.
Use that backboard.
Rebound picked up by Solomons for Manhattan. 11 all, 5:37 to play here in the opening half. Solomons kicks it out. Yates at the top of the key. Now cat ball, left wing. She'll fire again for three. She wants back-to-back. That's short. And the rebound picked up by Lexi DeWitt for Emporia High. Kermer trying to bring it out. Out to Peak, left corner. Up top to Bennett. Bennett lost it. It's stolen by Rolofsen. A one-on-one. Rolofsen to the basket left side. She laid it up and in.
We see a timeout here.
They don't need a timeout. Rolofsen had just 2 points against Emporia High in the first matchup and gives Manhattan a 13-11 lead with under five to play here in the first half from Spartan Gymnasium. Ryan Peake at the left block. Ryan feeds it, or took a 13-footer straight away. That one was short, and the rebound goes to Manhattan. As Rolofsen at the top of the key, feeds in, deflected. It's loose on the floor. It goes out of bounds. It was last touch by Snyder. It'll stay with Emporia. It'll stay with Manhattan. As Larson and Doring back in, as Solomons will sit down along with Yates. Zayla Pearson, 5'6", junior in for Emporia High, as Kermer gets a breather. Now, can Zayla Pearson be efficient on defense like she's been? There's a reason why she continues to play in games. Here is Larson out to Rolofsen, left wing. Rolofsen at the top, looking to dribble inside. Now dribbles back out to Doring. Doring, spin move, right block, dish it off, loose ball. It's picked up by Zayla Pearson for Emporia High. Now Emporia High looking to answer. Down two, 13-11. 4:13 to play here in the first half. Zayla gets off to Emil Bennett at the top of the key. Now DeWitt left wing. DeWitt trying to feed it in, but Snyder had her back turned. Here is Bennett right wing. Bennett entry pass into Rebecca right side. Rebecca to the cup. Blocked shot by Chauncey, and Manhattan comes up with it. Here is Larson straight on a three. She missed it. That one's short. Rebound picked up by Chauncey, and she puts it back up and in. Paige Chauncey, big inside. Her first basket in Manhattan with his largest lead of the game at 15-11. 3:33 to play here in the first half. Here's Ryan Peake to the basket. And no, they're going to get an offensive foul on Ryan.
That was an interesting call there.
So Ryan, her first. Team foul number four on Emporia High. As Allie Ingram, 5'6 junior, checks in for the first time, as Rolofsen will get a breather.
In a game like this, every possession is going to matter, and you have to stay focused. You don't want to start giving up second chance opportunities.
And everyone heard it in pregame with Carolyn Dorsey. This Manhattan team knows how to beat this Emporia High team. They did it on their home floor. They're looking to come on the road and do the same thing. Here is Chauncey, a 17-footer, air ball left baseline. And the rebound goes to Ryan Peake for Emporia High. Emporia High needs a bucket. And a foul in backcourt. And it'll go against Larson. That'll be her first team foul, number four. As Kermer back in for Emporia High, as Pearson will come in. So back to the offense for defense. 3:13 to play here in the second. 15-11 Manhattan. Ryan Peake with it left wing. Trying to go with a dribble handoff. They're trying to feed it into Snyder, but Kermer with it right wing. Bennett top of the key. Straight on a three, short. And the rebound, the cat ball for Manhattan. Here comes Manhattan. Here is Ingram left side. Ingram bounce pass, and they got a foul.
Yep, got her with the reach.
Foul on Emporia High is on Rebecca Snyder. Her first team foul, number five on Emporia High. And it'll be free throws for Allie Ingram. And Ingram on the season is 3 of 4.
You saying that she was shooting?
Yeah. I didn't see her in the motion. The first one up is crawling off.
I didn't see her in the motion either.
Nope. The reason why she hasn't been to the free throw line as much. Second one on the way. That one's too strong. Rebound Ryan Peake, and she's fouled immediately. Foul will be on Chauncey. That's her second. Team foul number five. Solomon's back in for Doring. As Kermer inbounds for Emporia High. 2:45 to play here in the opening half. 15-11 Manhattan. Addie Kermer with it, right side. Now Bennett with it. As Emil will reset the offense. Emil Bennett still with it. Bounce pass to Addie Kermer. Entry pass into Snyder. Snyder in traffic. They got a jump ball. Possession arrow goes to Manhattan.
And they swarmed her when she got it down low.
And it looked like Chauncey was the one to draw it up. As Doring back in for Chauncey.
Yeah, and she's going to have to be able to see that, and they're going to have to be ready to shoot. They're going to swarm her like that. She has to be ready to get that ball out of there.
Out to Ingram, left wing. Ingram, the junior. Out to Salmons. Now swing over to Doring, left wing. Doring needs some help at the left block. As Salmons wants it, and she got it against Ryan Peake. As Salmons trying to kick it out. Bodies to the floor. They swing it out. Cat ball left corner. Wide open for three. That one's too strong. Rebound picked up by Snyder. Emporia High. And almost lost it. And Rebecca's going to dribble it up the floor. The six-footer. It's the two Emil Bennett. Emporia High's down four. 15-11. A minute 40 to play here before halftime.
See if they can get a good look here in the half-court offense.
Neither team has scored in a while. Here's Snyder. Layup. Too hard. Rebound picked up by Doring or Manhattan. Here's Cat Ball with the basketball. She lost it. And the fans right in front of her thought she went out of bounds. Here's Doring, right block in traffic. Out to Salmons, right corner, a three. That's off the mark. Way off the mark. And the rebound goes to Emil Bennett for Emporia High. Oh. And another turnover by the Lady Spartans as Doring got it. It's a one-on-two. Manhattan did not have numbers. They'll back it out with a minute to play. 15-11, Manhattan.
Good idea, just bad execution there.
Salmons, right wing. Salmons needs some help. Entry pass into Larson. It was deflected. It'll stay with Emporia High as DeWitt deflected it. Pearson back in for Emporia High as Ryan Peake will sit down.
Doing what she does best. They're playing defense.
Ariana Hamilton will check in as well, the 5'7 senior, making her first action of the night. Kermer will sit down. Rolofsen back in for Manhattan. Timeout, Scott Maul. A 30 or a full? 30, let's keep it right here. They're in. I knew this was going to happen.
A close game?
Yep. Close game and low scoring.
Yeah, I said I was excited for it for a reason. I knew it was going to be good. Emporia just hasn't been able to seem like they score as easily as they usually do.
A third quarter score update from Hayden. Hayden all over Junction City, 31-10. And I haven't seen a Topeka High score yet, so. Also, Shively checked out, or Kermer sit down. So it's Hamilton, Bennett, DeWitt. Chauncey came out for Manhattan. Manhattan with the basketball. Here is Ball. Now to Larson.
Good defense.
Corey Hyde's bringing the pressure. Larson kicks it out to Ball. Ball floater from 10. Crawls off. Rebound Snyder for Emporia High. Emporia High needs some points here before halftime.
Yeah, you would definitely like to take some of that momentum into halftime and get a basket here.
23 seconds to play in the half. 15-11. Manhattan. And I got to go back and look and when the last points were scored because it's been quite a while. A screen set with 10. Emil looking to drive to the basket and a foul by Manhattan with 7.9. It's the sixth team foul on Manhattan. And they'll get Yates who came back in. That is her second. Team foul number 6. Kermer in for Hamilton with 7.9. And now... So it's not on Yates, it's on Salmons. That's her first personal. Inbound, a foul. And 1-1 coming up, Darien with 6.4.
I think they're going to call that while she's shooting. I think she's going to get both free throws there.
Yep, and you are correct. Free throw is too hard for Zeta. Zeta Pearson on the season, 6 of 10. As Peak and Hamilton back in. As Kermer and Bennett will sit out. As one more for Zeta Pearson. Zeta, 6 of 11 now on the season. Second one crawls off.
Oh, no.
Rebound goes to Rolofson. And a steal by Emporia High with, here's a half-court heave by Rebecca, just over the top of the backboard. Manhattan takes a 15-11 lead into the break here at Spark Gymnasium. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll be in the Long Bond Hollow Plaza halftime show. Lady Spartans down 15-11. This is Lady Spartan Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by... Charlie's Place. They wish all Spartan athletes the very best this season. And Emporia State Federal Credit Union. They offer you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center in Manhattan. When you need an orthopedic specialist, call 785-537-4200 and go Spartans. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician, he believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And Pizza Ranch, it's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much more to love at Pizza Ranch. 3000 West 18th Avenue, go Spartans. It's time now for the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongbineAuto.com.
Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Longbine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. This is KVOE News.
Good evening, Spartan fans. From the 24-hour KVOE Newsroom, I'm Tegan Trahoon with this halftime update. In addition to announcing that he's stepping down as the mayor of Emporia, longtime Emporia City Commissioner Danny Giefer made another announcement this afternoon. He's currently battling cancer. A joint news release from Giefer and the City of Emporia states that Giefer submitted a notice wishing to vacate his role as mayor effective tomorrow. Giefer tells KVOE News his decision comes 5 weeks after he was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer known as leiomyosarcoma.
In order to address that, I'm going to have to go through a series of chemotherapy. During that period, it makes it almost impossible for me to do everything that's required of a mayor. So I'm going to step back from my position. I'm going to continue on being city commissioner, and I'm on also another board. I can perform those jobs remotely. That's kind of where I'm at this point.
Giefer is currently in his third term as commissioner. Vice Mayor Susan Brinkman will now assume the role of mayor, with a new vice mayor to be elected during the commission's upcoming action session tomorrow morning. The Regional Development Association of East Central Kansas has its eye on bioeconomy development projects, but it also has to handle some preliminary matters before the recruitment process moves forward. RDA board members approved a rural development grant application through the U.S. Department of Agriculture. RDA President Chuck Scott says the next step in the process is to obtain a bioeconomy development opportunity zone rating.
Is there an opportunity using the ag commodities that we have within our region to be able to look at new business opportunities that could create additional jobs and in capital investment in our area? So it was important for us to look at getting that rating, just to put us on a map and find out if we had that opportunity, that then we could go market to companies that are within that fuel or within that bioeconomy.
Scott says the RDA will work with as many as two outside consultants on the grant application. A wreck on the Kansas Turnpike southwest of Emporia last night led to the death of an Emporia man. The Kansas Highway Patrol says 60-year-old William Bond was driving a car southbound when he crashed 4 miles southwest of the Emporia gate shortly after 9:30. Bond apparently had an unspecified medical incident, and his car left the highway, went through a ditch, and hit a tree head-on. Bond was taken to Newman Regional Health, where he was pronounced dead. He was wearing his seatbelt at the time of the accident. Additional details on these stories and more can be found online at KVOE.com. A check of your local forecast from the TV 13 weather team. Tonight, mostly clear skies, a low of 31 degrees before mostly sunny skies and a high of 47 tomorrow. Then tomorrow night, we do see snow enter the forecast with snow likely, possibly mixed with rain before midnight and a low of 18. We'll get you right back to second half action here in just a moment. But for the latest local information on the air and on the web, be sure to stay tuned here to KVOE or log on to KVOE.com. From the 24-hour KVOE newsroom, I'm Tegan Trahoon.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street, serving Emporia High Spartans for over 40 years. Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Call them at 342-2613. Thurston's Plus is a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports. And Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Fortner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you in part by Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197. By Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. And by Clark Alamein II, attorney at law, representing the injured and accused in Emporia and surrounding area for over 17 years.
Mix 104.9.
Back at Emporia High. Emporia High is down 15 to 11. It's time now for halftime stats, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. First for Manhattan. They got six from Avery Larson, three from Kat Ball, and two each from Destiny Yates, Emory Rolofson, and Paige Chauncey. Manhattan was 6 of 18 from the field. That's 33%. They were 3 of 8 from beyond the arc, and they were 0 of 2 from the free throw line. 14 rebounds and 9 turnovers. for Emporia High. The numbers don't look any better, as Emporia High is 15 of 17 from the field. That's 29%. They were 1 of 5 from beyond the arc. And Darien, they were 0 of 6 from the free throw line.
Oh, man.
12 rebounds and 8 turnovers for the Lady Spartans. Those were your halftime stats, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. Darien, give me a key to the second half, because this has been a low-scoring affair.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that we're going to continue to see a lot of that in the second half as well. I think this is one of those games where it's going to come down to who can stay disciplined and who can stay focused. You know, not a lot of points are being scored, so, you know, definitely staying focused on what you're doing and not letting people go. You don't want to give up any more open shots, that's for sure. Oh, no, so definitely, you know, stay in it, and, you know, you're going to have to grind this one out. It's going to be a long one.
Quick update from our area game of the week. Madison leads Chase County 25-18. Let's take a one-minute break. This has been the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. The third quarter is next, 15-11 Manhattan. This is Lady Spartan Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Longbine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model,